they store their food, cooked foods, in safes, like what might be left from a meal or what they might be preparing for a meal for a short period of time. They store them in safes. I've seen those.
And this is not
safe. They're on sale as far as, antiques and all these. The safe as far as being anything off from the kitchen, I've never seen one.
And this is not the same, of course, as the safe we find in banks? Or
no, it surely isn't. The safe we find in the bank has, locks and so forth, and they never kept the kitchen safe locked. Because you can remember coming home from, as a little child, you can't remember it, but Daddy and Mother would remember coming home and getting food out of that safe. Because that's where they store it after they cook at dinner time. And you expect something to be there when you go home. And it was.
I'm glad to hear that.
I wish we could go back to that day.
Well, we still got snacks in the pantry now.
Yeah, well, the same thing is true. We have the same thing happening. It's just not called the kind of pieces of furniture are named differently now. Mm-hmm. But we go to the refrigerator, don't we? That's the first place we think of. Or if it's a cake or a pie, we know where to go. It won't be a safe, but I don't know. I guess back in that day they thought that was the safest place they could put it.
Yeah, I guess.
Away from insects and animals and then little two-feeted animals. Is that
word? Yeah. On a nastier subject, what do you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
Anything else?
Trash. No.
Furniture and implements, anything?
No.
Rubbish?
Rubbish, that'd be good.
Trumpery?
Yeah.
Plunder?
Plunder.
Yeah.
Plunder, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll find all those words used all over the countryside, though,
sure.
In different areas.
Yeah. What do you call a room that is used to store odds and ends in?
Junk room,
Junk room, yeah. Storeroom.
Storeroom.
Plunder room.
Lumber room.
Lumber room.
Rumpus room.
Yeah, rumpus room. Never heard that one. Speaking of daily household, you say a woman does what every morning?
Household duties.
Yeah.
Or she...
Showers? She, a verb form. She...
Cooks.
She... General term. Yeah. She... Yeah, or tidies up, cleans up, reds up, rids up.
Never heard that.
What do you sweep with?
Broom.
Okay.
Vacuum.
Yeah. All right. If the room is in the corner and the door is open, you say the room is where compared to the door?
Porch.
Or no. Where compared to the door, yeah. It's, let's see. Look at my hand. Okay. The pen is blank, the hand, relative to you and me. Or relative to you.
Back of the door.
Or behind.
Behind.
Yeah.
And that's that, usually back in the day when they, of the old straw rooms or whatever. If you've ever been in a country home, you'd see that kind of broom when they tied it behind the door.
Mm. Did you ever find a broom on this side or in blank of the door?
Front of the door, seldom ever.
Huh.
They always hid it.
Have you ever heard of hindsight or anything like that?
I've heard people talk about hindsight instead of foresight. Comparing hindsight and foresight, they use more.
No, sight.
Some people
not
use
sight.
Hindsight.
I never heard that. What about?
It means back of, though.
Years ago on Monday, women usually did their
washing,
or they still do. On Tuesday,
ironing.
What night did you call both washing and ironing together?
Laundry night, I guess. That's what we call it.
Yeah, that's what they call it too. The place in town where a bachelor might have his shirts done.
Laundry?
We call
it laundry.
That's what they call it too.